Radio Prague News.
The government has upheld its diesel fuel tax rebate program for a year longer than planned. Dozens of demonstrators from the Stop the Government platform gathered for a protest outside the Health Ministry on Monday, and representatives of the Central Bohemian region have elected Zuzana Moravčíková the new governor. The government has decided to uphold its diesel fuel tax rebate program for Czech farmers until the year 2014, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Monday. However, rebate conditions will become less lucrative for farmers starting next year, when agricultural workers will only be able to claim 40% of their diesel fuel expenses back, as opposed to the current rate of 60%. Originally, the government had planned to discontinue the program in 2013, farmers protested by slowing down traffic. About 50 protesters gathered for a happening outside the health ministry on Monday. Union members, patients and disabled demonstrators who joined the protest, which was organized by the Stop the Government platform, opposed the government's planned healthcare reforms. Among the steps they criticize is a new regulation under which patients can pay extra for a doctor of their choice. Health Minister Leoš Heger discussed the planned reform with the demonstrators in front of his ministry. The event is part of a series of blockades that will take place in front of five ministries in June in protest of the government's reforms and austerity measures. Representatives of the region of Central Bohemia on Monday elected Zuzana Moravčíková the new governor. She replaces former governor David Rath, who stepped down nearly 3 weeks ago after he was arrested and charged with corruption. Following her election, she said that she would like to involve the opposition in important decisions and grant them more influence in the decision-making process. However, the opposition parties did not support Mrs. Moravčíková and were pushing for the resignation of all regional councillors due to their connections with Mr. Rath's administration. According to a fresh survey by the Millward Brown Agency, students of Czech secondary schools believe that there are three main problems in the Czech Republic. The poll found that the majority of the 1,100 respondents believe the relationship between mainstream Czechs and Romanies is especially problematic. Unemployment and politics in general were also cited as factors that make life in this country more difficult. Commenting on the results, sociologist Ivan Gaba said that Czech secondary school students are even more rigid and prejudiced towards the Romani minority than most adults. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Overcast skies with daytime highs of up to 20 degrees Celsius and scattered showers are expected to last until the middle of the week. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.